Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
Our 2-year-old grandson, Maverick, was walking into our front door and saw our Christmas tree for the first time this season. And he said, "Grancy has Christmas." Grancy has Christmas. I love the way children think. He knows Christmas comes with festive decorations and new lights and colors in his house and mine. It's a treasure to see the way his brain makes connections. Christmas comes with fanfare. But the cool thing is it also comes with a fantastic promise. God so loved this world, he sent his son down to us to be relatable and human among us. It's the most loving thing a God can do, choose to walk among us, even with our brokenness, to send his perfect son to stand shoulder to shoulder with our imperfectness, our messiness. So yes, I have Christmas. Do you? Hashtag have Christmas. So I feel like I'm seeing this Christmas with a freshness. Compliments of Maverick. Yes, Grancy has Christmas, and I'm willing to share it. I'd love to have you come with us to Fellowship Church, which we absolutely adore. I'd love to talk with you about Jesus and how much he can change your life. I'd love to recommend books to read if you're not sure about this religious stuff. I'd love to give you a hug and tell you that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. I would love to gift you with something, a foundation in faith. Okay, time for a joy break. This one is titled, Hold On Now. I heard my dad and Cliff were going to see Johnny Mathis up at Windstar this holiday season. My first thought was, is Johnny still alive? He is a crooner that has been singing songs since the 1950s. And yes, he is still alive. He is 88 years old. So Vincent and I love his classic Christmas songs. So we jumped on the bandwagon and bought tickets to see him too. And then upon hearing he has new music out, good grief, Vincent and I were listening to some of his new songs on his phone. And my 23-year-old daughter Kennedy walked into the kitchen, and when she saw that we were listening to something on the phone, she asked, "Oh, are you on hold?" "No, we are fans and actually going to the Hold Music's concert. Thanks for asking. We couldn't be more excited." Now, if Johnny can just hold out until December 16th, we'll get to see him. Okay, break's over. So back to having Christmas. Want to hear the most incredible part of the Jesus story? No, it's not that he was born of a virgin mother, Mary. No, it's not that Mary's husband, Joseph, accepted Jesus and raised him as his own. And no, it's not that three wise men sought him out as a baby because they knew his birth was significant. Yes, these are all remarkable things, but the most incredible part of the Christmas story is the Easter finish. That Jesus was born in order to die for us, each and every one of us. He would have come down to live this story just for you. To save you. It's quite jarring to think of it in terms like that. He wants us to be with him in heaven, not separated, not wallowing in our sins, but loved and protected and cleansed. Hashtag have Christmas. We can boost our own joy when we know the love and peace of Jesus, know that he came into this world to save us and show us unbelievable, unconditional love. So ask yourself, do you have Christmas? Do you know the true reason worth celebrating? It's the best gift you can give or get this December. Hashtag have Christmas. Grab yourself some real Christmas this year.
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.